It's an unusual travel campaign. Surf North Korea. That's part of the latest pitch from North Korea's National Tourism Administration. Surfing is just one of the themes on offer, featuring the bathing beaches on North Korea's east coast, which would put you a little south of Vladivostok, so a wetsuit might be in order. Rice planting is another option, and there's history. On the English language website, you can join the Liberation from the Japanese Empire package tour, 8 days and 7 nights next month over the dates marking Japan's surrender in World War II. The capital city is also featured, where one can learn and experience the history, brilliant culture, wisdom, talents, and gorgeous manners of the Korean people. Pictures highlight revolutionary sites, monuments, and museums, not to mention other categories called Parks and Pleasure Ground and Historical Remains. The U.S. State Department suggests you not include North Korea in your travel planning. In fact, the U.S. government strongly warns against it, citing serious risk of arrest and long-term detention. Over the past 10 years, 16 Americans have been detained in North Korea, including the 22-year-old college student Otto Warmbier, who returned home last month in a coma. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.